You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, October 7th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Random facts for you today. It's Monday.
Okie doke.
All right. You're far closer to having a net worth of exactly $1 million than a billionaire. After all, you'd just have to find a way to make the $1 million. They'd have to find a way to lose at least $999 million to have just $1 million. It's not easier, okay, necessarily, just closer. You're closer to $1 million than a billionaire is. That's kind of a stupid fact.
That doesn't make me feel better.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make me feel better.
Because if I had $1 billion or whatever, why would I want to try to make $1 million?
It's a game, I guess. Yeah. It's a game.
No. Mm-hmm. Nay.
Brown-Eyed Girl by Van Morrison was originally called Brown-Skinned Girl, but he had to change it because a song about interracial romance was too controversial in the 1960s. And I knew that fact. Random fact, but I knew that fact.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Hey, did you know that McDonald's didn't start accepting credit cards until 2003? Wow. And here's a really gross one.
Okay.
When we pass gas.
Oh, jeez.
The tiny particles of feces that leave our bodies leave at 543 miles per hour.
Wow.
You got a big old machine there in your booty. Let me tell you, it's time to move on to more important things like the Who Cares news. What's going on?
Well, Miley Cyrus is dating again.
Again?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes,
really?
She is.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks after breaking up with Caitlin Carter, and just weeks after splitting with her ex Liam Hemsworth, Miley wasn't on the market for long until Australian musician and actor Cody Simpson showed up in her socials. Now, Cody is 4 years Miley's junior,
uh-oh,
which makes him 22.
Wow. He's just a pup.
Well, he says that he's had a crush on Miley since she was Hannah Montana.
Oh, God. Really? Ay, ay, ay.
Which is while he was a kid.
Yeah, well, sure. That was a long time ago.
Yeah?
It was a long time ago and about five different personalities ago.
Right.
For Miley, right?
So he had an interview earlier this year. Cody said, quote, I knew all the words to her songs. I'm not going to lie. I'm not ashamed about it at all. I was a big Miley Cyrus fan.
Hey, you know, I listen to Australian radio once in a while.
Uh-huh.
I do. Thanks to the internet. I listen to Kiss FM in Sydney, Australia. And the other morning, they were doing a contest, and the producer comes over to the intercom and goes like, Lindsay Lohan's on the phone. So they interrupt the contest.
Okay,
and they, I swear to God, they take Lindsay's phone call live on the air in Sydney. I think this was for Friday morning. And of course, they're all love. They're lovey-dovey to Lindsay. And they're also lovey-dovey to the Kardashians over there.
Uh-huh.
They love them. But Lindsay is currently co-hosting co-judging Australia's version of The Masked Singer. So that's why they had her on. So she was like talking about The Masked Singer. But they were like all lovey-dovey. She has a job. She has work. Well, I don't know how we didn't know this. Or she had work because The Masked Singer is obviously taped months in advance of it airing. But I just thought I'd bring that up. I don't know why I thought of that. I think of Miley Cyrus. I think of Lindsay Lohan. And I think of the Kardashians. And I think of why are we doing this Who Cares news? Anyway, sorry, continue.
Anyway, you okay?
Yeah, I just thought I thought
been connecting your dots.
There's no dots. It's a weird thing, but yeah, it's definitely Kevin Bacon-ish, isn't
Speaking
it?
Speaking of a weird thing.
What?
That would be you.
Oh, well, there's me. I'm connected to these people in no way, shape, or form, but I do listen to radio in Sydney when I get a chance. Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. Lindsay Lohan.
Well, did you know in all this that Jeez, I keep thinking now we're talking about Lindsay Lohan,
no,
not
we're
Miley
talking
Cyrus.
About, sorry, I got us off track. Sorry, my bad.
All right, so anyway, Miley.
Yeah, Miley.
And
about
Cody.
Miley. But I thought about Australia because of Cody Simpson. That's why. It is kind of connected. It is kind of Kevin Bacon-ish, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's
all
not.
Right. No, it's not. All right, my bad.
Because you don't know him. You don't know
I
someone
don't,
who knows
no,
him.
No, I know. Anyway.
That's the whole thing about the Kevin Bacon. You have to 6 degrees of knowing someone who knows him.
All right, all right, all right. Anyway, continuing on. Australia, Cody Simpson, Miley Cyrus.
Swap and spit, West Hollywood.
Really? Wow.
Miley,
that was quick.
Uploading a black and white of a shirtless Cody.
Oh, jeez.
Checking her boxes for a 22-year-old.
Oh, God.
Australian. Obviously her type.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
abs.
And abs.
Well, because her ex-husband was an Australian.
Well, you know, and Miley's a pansexual. So, there you go. Abs work on both sexes. I get it. Okay. All right. Well, good for them. I'm going to classify this as a fling, not as a relationship. We're going to call it a
well,
fling.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a fling.
You know, yeah.
Well, because she had man. She went to girl. She went back to man. And then,
well,
you know,
I don't
she's
think
just
that has anything to do with it.
Sowing oats.
I call it a fling, yes. She's fling. Sowing
she's
oats.
She's oat sowing.
She's oat sowing.
Hey, Meghan Markle's estranged father, Thomas Markle. Doesn't like to stay out of the news for too long. He
no.
said he released a private letter written by his daughter to defend himself.
Of course he did. Yeah, that's it.
Thomas says, I have to defend myself. I only released parts of the letter because other parts were so painful.
Oh, pain. The pain.
The letter didn't seem loving to me. I found it hurtful. Back in February, close friends of Meghan's, she said she had not cut Thomas out of her life, despite claims that he had been frozen out.
When was the last time she had anything to do with her dad, besides this letter?
A pal later revealed the context of Meghan's letter.
Yeah.
So basically, the letter called for Thomas to stop victimizing her through the media.
See?
And now Meghan has sued the Daily Mail for releasing the letter.
Well, good for her. It's odd. Do you think that the royals have actually filed a lawsuit? That's really interesting.
It's happened before.
Have they? You think?
A royal.
A tabloid?
Royals.
Yeah, a royal. Maybe yeah. you're right. Maybe it was Fergie or somebody.
I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't care.
You don't care.
Really?
You know what? You know who's not being sued today? Halle Berry. She's not being sued. I just wanted to say that out there, put that out there and make sure you knew that there was no litigation against Halle.
How? What a sexy comment about Halle Berry.
It was not sexy. It has everything to do with the law, dang it. It's the law.
It's the law.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow for more of this, whatever this is. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.